The former example discussed risk on a global scale. While the entire globe is experiencing climate impacts, its distribution is significantly skewed. Different environments are subject to different fluxes brought forth by the climate system. These fluxes can be perceived as benefits in one location, yet be detrimental in another. The best example of this is the flux in global precipitation patterns. Wet areas are predicted to dry out, while other wet areas are predicted to become wetter. The reverse is also true. Other fluxes include food scarcity, drought, sea level rise, floods, wildfires, and increased temperatures. Each of these potential fluxes are only perceived as a risk when the costs outweigh the benefits. This emphasizes the necessity for location-based assessments. Certain communities may devote intrinsic value to features that would be overlooked if an assessment did not incorporate local knowledge and opinions. The risk of conducting risk assessments is high when considering each must be conducted from scratch, incorporate views of the local community, assess local threats, devise solutions that'll be accepted by the local community, and be continually monitored and adjusted to remain resilient and effective.